VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's video talks about profits. Everybody loves profits, right? And if a company is posting lots of profits, then surely they must be doing very well. Or maybe not. As this video outlines, companies have various options when reporting their profits, enabling them to possibly hide what they don't want you to see. It's an insightful video, and I recommend you give it a watch. I have my own thoughts about the topic, but I'll save those for later. For now, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. A company with simple operations that's doing well is more likely to highlight a statutory measure like profits before tax than a rival that's doing badly. Okay, I'll say it one more time. A company with simple operations that's doing well is more likely to highlight a statutory measure like profits before tax than a rival that's doing badly. Okay, let's go to our pronunciation tips. Operation. Operations accent should be put on the third syllable, re. Operation. Our next pronunciation tip, statutory. The first half, sta, is like sta in the word station, but it's got a short A sound. And the remaining half, tutori, should be pronounced fast and smoothly. Statutory. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word, operation. An operation is something that is operating or active. Here's an example sentence. The circular line of Taipei's MRT began its operation in January of 2020. Our next word, highlight. To highlight something means to attract attention to it or emphasize it, usually because it's something important. Here's an example sentence. Today's unfortunate accident highlights the need for better safety measures in the workplace. And our third word, statutory. Statutory means decided or controlled by law. Here's an example sentence. According to statutory guidelines, a child must reach 4 years of age before being permitted to attend all-day kindergarten. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. You know, I sometimes follow companies in the tech sector, and I find the reporting to be substandard at best. For example, I bought my first Apple Macintosh computer in the mid-90s. At the time, everyone told me I was crazy and that Apple would soon be going out of business. Of course, Apple would go on to become one of the world's most valuable companies. Likewise, Microsoft took a beating in the press roughly a decade ago. Their Windows Phone software was not selling well, and they were said to have missed the boat on the smartphone revolution, and that their best days were behind them. Today, however, Microsoft continues to be another one of the world's most valuable companies. So you can't always take what you read or hear online completely at face value, whether that information comes from a third-party source or from the companies themselves. But that's what I think. Now I want to hear what you think. What companies do you think will be more valuable in the future? What companies do you think are on their way out? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.